So we need to check, which do we think is more important? External wealth or the inner wealth of virtue? Because normally everyone regards external wealth as important. But we need to understand the deceptiveness of external wealth and learn to value inner wealth of virtue, the inner wealth of spiritual realizations. It is not certain, as Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says in How to Transform Your Life, that external wealth will bring us happiness, for it is often the cause of much anxiety and can even endanger our life. Rich people have particular worries that poor people never have. For example, they often worry about thieves, about investments and interest rates, and about losing their money and social status. This is a heavy burden for them. Whereas most people can go out freely whenever they choose, many wealthy and famous people need bodyguards and may even worry about being kidnapped or their family being kidnapped. Rich people have little freedom or independence and can never fully relax. So external wealth can never bring us pure happiness or provide real protection from suffering. Instead of striving to obtain external wealth, it would be far better if we sought the internal wealth of compassion and wisdom. For unlike external wealth, this can never deceive us and will definitely bring us the peace and happiness we desire. How extraordinary if we seek internal wealth of compassion and wisdom. This is the wealth we really need. For unlike external wealth, it can never deceive us. It will definitely bring us the peace and happiness we desire. It will help us in all situations, and it is the only possession we can take with us when we die, our inner wealth of spiritual realizations. So on the outside of Arkadampa temples for world peace, there are 8 auspicious Buddhist symbols. And one of these is called the precious vase. And its meaning is some encouragement from Buddha, like an invitation. Take the precious jewels of wisdom and compassion from the treasure vase of Kadam Dharma. Buddha's encouraging us, inviting us. Take the precious jewels of wisdom and compassion from the treasure vase of Kadam Dharma. And Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche teaches us, the vase symbolizes wealth and teaches us that as Buddhist practitioners, we should always enjoy the inner wealths of our faith, moral discipline, study and practice of Dharma, our benefiting others, sense of shame, consideration for others, and wisdom. Normally everyone regards external wealth as important, but Buddhist practitioners believe that internal wealth is more important because this wealth makes our mind happy all the time and helps us in this life and in our future lives. So understanding all of this, we have to learn to value inner wealth. It is more important than external wealth. We need to check that we can see the preciousness of inner wealth. It fulfills all our wishes. It's non-deceptive. It definitely brings us the peace and happiness we desire. And we think, I'm going to accept Buddha's invitation. I'm going to use my life in the most meaningful and beneficial way. I am going to take the precious jewels of wisdom and compassion from the treasure vase of Kadam Dharma.